President Biden's so-called war on oil and gas has hit home hard in West Texas. That's where the Permian Basin is located, where 40% of U.S. oil and natural gas comes from. NTD's Daniel Monahan brings us more.
Lori Blong is the mayor of Midland, Texas. She says Biden's call for an end to the oil and gas industry has caused investments in new exploration and new wells to die off. Blong adds that the current administration is tying pipelines up in regulatory knots, while the environmental social governance, or ESG movement, is pushing investors away. All this, she says, has made the future in West Texas hazy. Representative Jeff Duncan says the U.S. was the number one oil and gas producer in the world in 2019.
We unfortunately have an administration that's taken a whole-of-government approach to wage war on American energy production.
Duncan says regulations are making energy harder to produce, more expensive for consumers.
The rush to green agenda has also compromised our energy security, making us more reliant on our adversaries for sources of energy.
Duncan took part in a hearing in Midland, Texas on American energy expansion. Seven bills took center stage at the hearing, part of the Unleash America's Energy package introduced in January. They focus on oil and gas regulation, permits, taxation, infrastructure, and exportation. The proposals would mandate 30-day federal approval of pipelines and prohibit a president from banning fracking by executive order. Meanwhile, a new report claims efforts to scale down U.S. oil and gas production are actually doing more harm to the climate than good. The Institute for Energy Research published a paper saying the U.S. is the most ecologically friendly major energy producer. Halting U.S. production, it says, would have a disastrous effect on the environment. U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart reacts on Fox News.
The president's trying to rush American people into a transition that really should take years.
The report says, quote, nearly every facet of modern developed economies requires petroleum products and natural gas to function and provide the comfortable lifestyles that citizens of developed countries have come to expect. It adds that efforts to eliminate oil and gas production in developed countries will just shift production to other countries in order to meet global demand.